In our special series looking at how Ohio agencies are handling complaints about fracking, we found some big differences between how Ohio and Pennsylvania are regulating oil and gas development. To find out more, I talked with Heidi Robertson. She's a law professor at Cleveland Marshall College of Law and a professor of environmental studies at Cleveland State University. First, can you characterize the difference between the two states when it comes to the regulation and oversight of this industry?
Well, you know, honestly, I've spent much more time with Ohio than I have with Pennsylvania. But from what I can see, there's a lot of similarity. In some ways, Pennsylvania is more permissive. In other ways, Ohio is more permissive. I think it's almost like they're in a competitive structure where they're trying to figure out who can be more attractive to industry than the other. And also, you have to remember that regulation changes dramatically with administrations. And Ohio has had a Republican administration for quite a while now that's been very friendly to the oil and gas industry. There are some important differences between Ohio and Pennsylvania that make Pennsylvania a little bit friendlier towards the environment. And that is that your state, Pennsylvania, has an environmental rights amendment in the Constitution, and it has a court that was willing to interpret that environmental rights amendment to give some ability to local jurisdictions to regulate. And it also has had an impact on the gag order provision, I believe, with respect to chemical reporting for doctors. And it's been a better environment for the environment in Pennsylvania than we've seen in Ohio.
Well, let's talk about the people who oversee the industry. In Pennsylvania, it's the Department of Environmental Protection, which is solely an environmental regulator. But in Ohio, it's the Department of Natural Resources, which is tasked with not only regulation, but also managing the resource for use. So how does the difference in these missions impact how they do their jobs when it comes to fracking?
That's an excellent question, Kara, and it's actually something we see across the country. It makes a very big difference whether the state legislature has effectively assigned regulatory control to a resources agency or to an environmental agency. And, you know, you might think they're the same, right? Resources and environment sound so similar, but they're really not. The environmental agencies are more interested in protection of water, preventing waste from infiltrating water and air and soil. And the resources agencies sort of have a dual mission, as you suggested, and that is they have the responsibility for encouraging, facilitating the development of natural resources, and also somewhat for protecting those resources. And, you know, if you look at states that have assigned responsibility to natural resources agencies as compared to those that have assigned responsibility to environmental agencies, you tend to see better protection of the environment from the environmental agencies than you do from departments of natural resources. And it's just that, you know, if you think about who's involved in the natural resources agencies, it's people who have had experiences with exposure to oil and gas development, that sort of thing. You know, they're interested in energy development. And so, you know, also inspectors in those departments will often come straight from industry because they're the most experienced people in that regard.
So a lot of water is used in fracking. According to Frack Tracker Alliance, a nonprofit that tracks the industry, Ohio has 226 injection wells for waste. Yep. Pennsylvania has something like 13. We've heard discussion that the reason is because of the geology, because waste injection is easier in Ohio. But is there also a difference in how they regulate that could encourage more waste disposal in Ohio?
Honestly, I think Ohio wants it for the income, right? I think it's income generation in Ohio. I'm the wrong person to talk to about geology. I don't know. I've heard tell the same thing you have, that the geology is different, but honestly, I don't know how different it really is. It is that Ohio allows underground injection wells and facilitates it and derives income from, you know, taking in brine, flowback water from the wells in Pennsylvania and other places.
So when it comes to this flowback, this wastewater or brine, Ohio ODNR declined our request for an interview, but it looks from our research like Ohio hasn't really written any regulations around the processing and storage, you know, and other forms of treatment. Is that correct?
You're right. What I have found, you know, well, all I could see is there are the statutes, right, that talk about basically flowback needs to be disposed of in an underground injection well, or there's one provision that allows local jurisdictions to use it. It's salty, right, to use it on roads. And you have to have a permit to do that, and there are some limitations on how and when you could do that. Other than that, there are no regulations yet. There are some modes of operation. You know, there are some ways that things work and guidelines from the department that have been almost working as if they are regulation. But these guidelines were put in place sort of pending regulation, which I have not seen yet.
So would you say that there are holes in Ohio's regulatory treatment of the industry? Are there places where there just isn't enough oversight, either through the regulation or through practice?
I'm sure there are. I don't know for sure what those holes would be. In my view, it's not necessarily a question of holes, but of stringency and maybe diligence in inspections. And, you know, I mean, this goes to a much, much bigger issue, honestly, that is one of the trends we've seen is as both the federal and state government become anti-administrative state or anti-regulation, they don't want to support the funding of agencies. So agencies end up being underfunded, and then they don't have enough inspectors. Then they can't do the inspections that they need to do. And then the result is the people say, oh, these agencies are terrible. They don't do their jobs. We shouldn't be giving them money when they can't do their jobs. And it ends up being a, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy or a negative spiral. So, you know, I think one of the biggest problems is the underfunding of the agencies that are supposed to be doing the inspections and oversight.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Heidi Robertson is the Stephen W. Percy Distinguished Professor of Law at Cleveland Marshall College of Law and a Professor of Environmental Studies at Cleveland State University. Next week, we'll have more in Julie Grant's series on fracking in Ohio. In the meantime, head to our website to hear more from Ohio residents who have complaints about the industry and say they aren't being heard. That's AlleghenyFront.org.